What are your memories of the management of patients with diabetes?
In Worsley Hospital particularly, patients were either referred to outpatients if they were felt not to be too severe, or admitted to the ward directly if they were either in hypoglycemic crisis or hyperglycemic crisis. I became aware that there were two different types of diabetes. Some patients required insulin, and some patients could be managed with tablets alone. All patients were put on quite a strict diet when they're in hospital, and they were counting their units. I think they usually allowed between 8 and 12 units a day, depending on whether they were male or female or how big they were. I can't remember exercise ever being mentioned at all. And I was quite sure that the sedentary lifestyle that the patients had in hospital was bound to cause problems for them when they went home and went back to work, because a lot of the patients that came into Worsley Hospital were from the Black Country and had physical jobs. The two types of diabetes were described in those days as being juvenile diabetes, which was more likely to mean that the patient had to go onto insulin, and it tended to start in younger people. And then there was maturity onset diabetes, which was regarded as a degenerative disease in those days and affected older people, and very often could be controlled by tablets. I remember quite a few patients having complications, particularly peripheral vascular disease, leading to ischemic gangrene and amputations, ocular problems, what I now know is diabetic retinopathy, and diabetic nephropathy, kidney problems. And that was the area of interest of the consultant that taught me most about diabetes at that stage, in that he was basically a nephrologist and he was interested in the effect of diabetes on the kidney. And his research had led him to a great knowledge of type 2 diabetes now, what was called maturity onset diabetes. And it was always felt that juvenile diabetes, because of the requirement for insulin, was the most severe. And maturity onset diabetes was a degenerative condition which you just kept an eye on and made sure they took their tablets regularly. And that wasn't really much of a problem, but it became very obvious shortly that patients with type 2 diabetes were much more likely to get complications than patients with type 1 or what was called juvenile in those days.
And when you say it became very obvious shortly, do you mean while you were at Worsley?
Yes. While I was at Worsley, it became obvious. One could see that the patients who got the most severe complications were patients with maturity onset diabetes. The patients with juvenile diabetes were usually treated with either beef insulin or pork insulin. And I remember some of the names of these, Isophane and IZS, and I was thinking, well, I'll never get to know or become familiar with these insulins. And then the patients with the maturity onset diabetes were treated with drugs like tolbutamide, and I do believe chlorpropamide was being used at that time as well, which is something I took from my hospital practice into general practice.